Bonjour tout le monde, I am Jumisi Yolande, aka Mami Yanga, Beauty is my cardio. Welcome to the second episode of Mami Yanga, the podcast. In today's episode, we are going to talk about washing your box braids. Now, why would you want to wash your box braids? Before we get into that, I would like to explain to those who still don't know what are box braids. This is a hairstyle mostly used by those who have tightly coiled hair, and it is a technique used with extension hair. Back in the day it was horse hair, now we have something called synthetic hair and whatever that's made out of, and we weave that into our natural hairs, and we can create short looks, long looks, we can create another style called cornrows. We can do so much with it. We have Senegalese twists, we have so much stuff, Bantu knots, but that's not box braids. But yeah, it is a technique that we call a protective hairstyle because it allows us to wake up and not have to worry about doing our hair for the most part or styling it. Yeah, I almost corrected myself, but yeah, it prevents us from having to put any style. I can just leave my hair down. It is very similar to what those call dreadlocks. Due to more knowledge, I now call them locks instead of dreadlocks, but they're very similar, but this has a weave-in pattern and locks do not. Now, those who get their hair braided all keep the style in for about a month. That is the minimum. The maximum is 3 months. I haven't reached that point yet. I always think I have, and then when I realize when I got them done, I'm like, oh. But to keep them in that long, I mean, wouldn't you ask yourself if the person washes it or not? Now, there are people who don't, and if their scalp doesn't smell, then they are lucky. If they don't have crazy buildup, then they are lucky, because that's just one of the cons of keeping your box braids in for too long. You create a lot of buildup by the roots. It definitely depends on how much product you put in your hair. And nowadays, we trying to have these edges looking snatched, so you know it's just a whole bunch of edge control up in them roots. A whole bunch. And then now, I just thought of this. So now, as your hair is growing, and we call that new growth, think about this. The buildup that started at the root, now that there's new growth, that buildup is not at the root no more. So now it's, I don't even want to like confuse y'all, but like if you can just imagine it, because my language is very metaphoric. Like I really speak in metaphors a lot when I try to explain something and I try to get the other person to kind of see or get it, or, you know, get my perspective. Like I'm trying to sway their perspective. And I don't know, like I just speak in metaphors. But yeah, so I just thought about that. So if you think about that concept, you can understand why when you take out your braids, when you get to the root, it's so stuck and you have to detangle it. And I just took a big sigh because I'm just thinking about all the years I've spent detangling my roots. It is 2022 and I'm now deciding to wash my braids before I take them out. I just recently tried it and it was such a lifesaver. I was able to just pick my hair right after and just go wash it. It was absolutely amazing. So I'm definitely going to continue incorporating that. I also like the method because, I mean, I could clean my scalp and my hair smells good. You know, the hair smells good. I also really love washing my braids when they get old and then applying gel on top of it. Like just putting the gel in there until it's nice and fine, no hairs are sticking up. I put it in my roots as well because I use Echo Gel, y'all. And Echo Gel is like a natural gel. I won't tell you the ingredients because I didn't really research it. I just kind of trusted it, but I really, really do like the gel. I really like the gel. I use the olive oil one a lot. Then recently I try the coconut with argan oil. So that's like the brown one, like the logo and the cap is brown, but then the gel is like a creamy white color, and then the olive one is all green. The gel is green and like the logo and the cap is green. So this coconut argan oil that I have is like brown and cream, or brown and milky, I'll say that, because it's like a milky white. And I use that one to apply on top of my hair because it doesn't stick as much. It's like a, wow, I can't even explain it, but it's just like a, for me, it's like a watery gel in a sense. So if you don't want like a hard gel and you want to put gel in your hair to add like shininess, add texture and stuff like that, I really would recommend the Echo gel and the argan oil coconut flavor. I don't know. Sorry, I just got stuck. But yeah, I love doing that, and then I apply my edge control on my edges. What? Chef's kiss. It looks fire, I must say. And people at my job are like, wow, like your braids still look good after all this time. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, because Mami Yanga knows what to do and how to, like, you know, keep things looking nice. Because I enjoy the art of looking good. Hello. You know, like I wake up and I, during my routine to get ready, like I make sure that my hair is on point. And I'm very big on using natural products and things that are good for your hair, and really understanding my 4C hair and only using products that complement my 4C hair. I love my 4C hair. I do not want to damage my 4C hair. I want to protect my 4C hair. I want to nourish my 4C hair. I just absolutely love my 4C hair. So now, let's get into, speaking of that, right? Let's get into conditioner. I think this is a tip that a lot of 4C hair individuals really need to hear. So if you reach this point of my podcast, please go get a friend. Tell them to tell another friend. Or send this episode to your 4C hair friend right now, because we about to get into it, okay? Conditioner is like water for 4C hair. You know how we have to drink 8 bottles of water a day? That's what I mean by conditioner is water for this for 4C hair. I mean, you only have to apply it once a day. It don't need to be 8 bottles of conditioner. And you don't have to reapply it every 5-4 hours or whatever. But it's interesting. It depends. It really depends. Hey, you remember back in the 80s that hairstyle Jerry curls? I just realized it was on to something. If the ones that rock the Jerry curl style, the ones who rock that, without the Jerry curls, they would have an afro. I'm sorry. Their hair would be so dry and it would be in an afro. So I brought up that example to give you another visual of what moisture can do for 4C hair, aka black hair. You know, that's exactly what moisture, because and I'm speaking with so much passion now because we were raised for so long to believe that our hair was just hard and then crunchy or just not natural and like all these things, and it was not true. It is not true. So I'm really telling everyone with 4C hair, and I'm specifically speaking to those with 4C hair because I have 4C hair, so I know about 4C hair. Now I know about coiled hair, tightly coiled hair, but if you use my advice and you don't have 4C hair, then don't get mad at me. And so I'm gonna let it, this is a disclaimer, this is for 4C hair individuals. apply conditioner to your hair even after you wash it. When you are trying to do any kind of hairstyle, I really advise you to put conditioner in your hair before you try to style your hair. Now, it's gonna take some time to find the right conditioner for you, because certain conditioners, if you are someone that oils your hair and stuff like that, certain conditioners won't mix well with those products, and it's gonna create like these white residue. So you have to find the conditioner that really works for you. And I'm a 4C hair individual who doesn't use that many oils or like hair creams. That actually just sounds weird to me now. Like pink cream. I haven't put pink cream in my hair in so long. I'm someone that my hair is able to take like hair conditioner as oil, as cream, as hair lotion, as all of that. So that's what I use it for. And another advice that really needs to be spread throughout the 4C hair and tightly coiled hair community is that we're supposed to comb our hair, first of all, with a hair pick, something wide tooth, not skinny, and in water. You have to comb your hair when it's wet. Now, I don't have a metaphor for that, but I'm gonna figure it out. Oh my God, I just thought of ramen noodles. Okay, hear me out. Uncooked ramen noodles is not combable. I'm pretty sure with the right comb, you can comb through cooked ramen noodles, right? Okay, all right guys, so that's that concludes today's episode about washing your box braids. I really hope that was informative for you. I just remembered too, so the kind of conditioner that I really love to use is any conditioner that has coconut in it. I love that ingredient. It's very well for my hair. I've tried so many other conditioners and they were really nice, but it's just really something about the coconut, and it just leaves off a really beautiful scent. Right now I'm actually using a conditioner that has biotin in it, and biotin is to help the hair look thicker and stuff like that. And I can't really give you any advice about the biotin because my hair is already thick. So, but I do like how it softens my hair. I can definitely tell you that. And this conditioner with biotin in it is actually very heavy compared to other conditioners. It's very thick. It can clump on your hand. Like, it's heavy, and it's really interesting, but it really adds a very delicate softness to your hair, and I love it a lot. And it mixes well with my Epi Gel. Unfortunately, not the argan oil coconut one that I just advised you. My biotin conditioner does not work well with that gel, but it does go well with the olive oil gel. But so that concludes today's episode. Take these tips and see if they work for you. Once again, if you have 4C hair, and we can dive into that if you want. Just quickly, someone with loosely coiled hair may not feel comfortable having conditioner in their hair. The thing is, every part of our body is alive. See, I'm getting into things that I can't even get into yet, y'all, because I just need a little bit more studying. Every part of our body is alive. And they eat and they refuel in their own way. So like, someone with loosely coiled hair is not going to need that much moisture, so their hair is not going to take it in as much, so it might just leave their hair moist, you know, in a sense. Like, it won't dry, but on 4C hair it will dry because our hair will soak it up. Our hair is literally like soil for plants. You know, we can't go into that, y'all. I'm your girl, Jumasi Yolon, aka Mami Yanga. Beauty is my cardio. Thank you for listening to the second episode of Mami Yanga, the podcast.